Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. I'm joined on the line by painter Vanessa Morton. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, every year the Shepparton Festival puts out a bit of a call to create, asking artists to respond to that year's theme. And then they choose one of those artists really using their artwork to promote the festival. And the 2022 artist is yourself. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, I bet you are. So tell me about this call to create process and your thoughts about responding to the theme, which is, I believe, thrive.
So the theme for the festival next year is thrive, and every year the festival gives artists the opportunity to respond to that theme, and you create an art piece that basically how you want it to represent that theme. And I was chosen to, and my piece will be the base of the festival's promotional material next year. So I believe, basically the guide and, you know, the flyers and everything will be based around that art piece.
Now, you're a painter, and I've seen the artwork that's been chosen. It's beautiful sort of hues of pinks and sort of apricots and things like that. So tell me about, I believe it's a really unusual sort of method that you use with your artwork.
Yeah, it's quite an ancient technique. So it's a bit of, it's called marbling, but I mix in a style called suminagashi as well, which is a Japanese art process. And you use inks. And you drop them on a body of water and they create patterns, and you can manipulate the paint and let it do what you want it to do. And then you transfer that onto a surface by putting paper or fabric or canvas onto the water. And then, it appears and sticks to whatever surface you use. So it's quite intricate and really detailed, the process.
So you're dipping your canvas or your paper into that water.
Yeah, it's quite fiddly.
But then, in some ways, doesn't that create a random pattern?
Yeah, like there's really traditional patterns that you can create, but I kind of steer away from that and kind of let it do its own thing.
How did you feel about that theme, Thrive? Because it's given what we've been through, it's quite an optimistic goal, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, we've all been through some really rocky times the last couple of years, as like I have individually, and I know the community as a whole. So it was an opportunity for me to basically represent that experience through my art and the community, and how I've watched us all come together through these hard times. And, you know, I really believe through kindness and compassion and coming together, it's made us stronger, and, you know, we've become more connected. And I think, you know, I'm really grateful, like, for the supportive community we have and how it's made us all stronger. So I believe it's about us coming, you know, rising above that storm and not just getting through. And that's what my art piece is meant to represent.
So you mentioned the local community. You, of course, live at Toolamba, so it's great to see local artists being highlighted as part of the Shepparton Festival.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned rocky times. I mean, there would be limited artistic outlets during this period, wouldn't there have been? And also, I believe you've become a mother as well.
It's been a bit of a roller coaster. But in saying that, I've been grateful to be at home, I guess, with my son and spend that time with him, and having the opportunity to get back into my art practice. I think I've been really lucky to do that. So, yeah.
That's excellent. So what do you think getting chosen means? Do you think it will be a catalyst for future artwork for you?
It's definitely pushing me out of my comfort zone and pushing me to get things happening. So, yeah, it's the Shep Festival, like, they hold an amazing space for the arts, and they've provided an amazing platform for me and just giving me, you know, really great exposure to get my art out there into the community. So So, yeah, it's an incredible experience for me.
So, of course, the Shepparton Festival for 2022 is late March and early April, and we'll be hearing a lot more about what that will actually entail between now and then, no doubt. But in the meantime, I guess it's your artwork that's going to be carrying the message.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see it all come together.
Well, congratulations again, Vanessa Morton, to Lamba Artists, and we look forward to seeing more of your work in future.
Thank you so much.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
Love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405, or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.